What are your plans for later?
When I finish here, go out and get drunk with my mates, have a good time.
And jumping outside, we've got the cake store! Hey! Hi guys, what's going on here? Lots of Union Jack cupcakes.
We've made it all ourselves.
That's brilliant. I'm impressed you've actually got photos of them on the cupcakes. How, like, edible photos. How did you do that?
Printed it off on an edible printer.
Wow, you have gone to a lot of effort. I hope you have a great afternoon. Bye!
Bye, Newspeak!
BBC Radio 1.
Well, it's not just in the UK where people are celebrating and watching all this. Hundreds of millions of people are watching it all unfold around the world too. Let's go to New York now and see what's happening there. Dave Howard is there for us.
Tulip, we're in a giant stone archway underneath Manhattan Bridge here. There's bunting, there's British flags everywhere. Organisers say they chose this for a live outdoor screening because it's got a cathedral-like atmosphere. I have to say, not too many cathedrals I know have trucks and trains rumbling over the top of them, though. There's one of the trucks now. This is just one of the places around New York showing the wedding live. People here are in wedding dresses, they've got morning suits on. They're getting set now for all-day British-themed parties. But because of that time difference, we're 5 hours ahead of you here, it all started well before dawn. These two were among the first to arrive, looking resplendent in their cocktail dresses.
Hi, my name is Marshana. I woke up extra early this morning to see William and Kate get married.
My name is Nakia Jackson.
I'm just really happy for him, and I really want to see him and Kate have a successful relationship.
You both got these fascinators on. They're very, very pretty.
Thank you. Yeah, I had to pull mine out. Definitely a jeans and sneakers girl on a regular day, but I had to wear the dress and the hat today for Prince William's wedding. That's Diana's baby, so that's why we're here.
It's the law here that no public event can have amplified sound before 9 in the morning. To get around that, Nakia, Marshana, and dozens of others here listen to all this on personal headphones. Check out the Newsbeat web pages. You'll see a picture of Ian and Chloe. They're the ones with the giant dog. Now, Chloe went all out on the fancy dress, making her own tiara out of tin foil.
I made it out of, actually, it's out of a to-go food container. It held salad until about 2 hours ago.
No expense spared.
No, not at all. For this, of course not.
So this has all obviously been a huge deal in the UK, but if anything, it's been even bigger over here. All the major US news networks have been covering every little detail of the royal wedding for weeks, and they're all carrying live rolling coverage today. Now, you heard Marshana and Nakia say people here want to be happy for William, and that a large part of that is the affection people still feel for his late mother, Princess Diana. There are other reasons, though. The glitz, the glamour, the fairy tale romance of an occasion like this. Well, it all seems to capture people's imaginations.
I'm Tracy Strahan. I'm a reporter, a presenter, as you would say, at WNBC TV in New York City. More than just a wedding, it's history. With all of the bad news that's out there, we just want a good story to cover, and this certainly fits the bill. It's love.
This is BBC Radio 1's Newsbeat.
Newsbeat.
Okay, it is 23 minutes past one. It's a couple of minutes away to when we expect Prince William and his new bride, Kate Middleton, to come onto the balcony with both their families, give us a wave, and possibly even kiss. Let's hear from Jim Taylor again. Jim, you're with crowds on the Mall for us. What's going on there?
Yeah, that's right, Tulip. As you can probably tell...